Okay, welcome to the session. We're going to talk about common dream symbols. I just tried to find the symbols that are repeating your car, your vehicle, your transportation, and the road you're on. It's going to tell you a lot about what God sees about the picture of where you're going. Because you could be in a wrong car on a wrong road, or you could be transportation that's stalled, losing the brakes, unable to start your car, unable to start the engine. So this is all telling of trouble on the way to your destiny or the means by which you're getting to your destiny. So that could tell you in your life, how am I trying to get to where I think God has destined me? That's really what your dream is telling you. So when you look at your dreams in that way, you can say if you have an old car, for example, if you're back in an old car that you don't have anymore, there's something that you might be reclaiming in that. So it's not always bad to see an old car. For example, if the dream is of an old car and something happens where the car is propelled forward, for example, that means that you are reclaiming something that was lost at the time when you had that vehicle. You were set back then. You were held back in your mechanism for getting towards your destiny, but now you're being propelled forward. You're getting that extra push forward. It's like that time is being made up for. That loss is being compensated for now. You're getting money, you're getting wallet, you're getting your IDs, you're getting your keys. You're being handed something that's of value. You're being handed something that's yours. Maybe you didn't even know that you lost it. That means that back at that time, something was stolen from you and you didn't know it, maybe, usually spiritual, that something's stolen, that's what I mean. Maybe what was stolen from you was your favor, the favor of other people at the time. Maybe you were set backward and you couldn't move into what God had planned for you, the blessings God had planned for you. You now are able to reach that. So dreaming of old houses, old cars, aren't necessarily a bad thing. Old people, even old friends, old boyfriends and girlfriends, anything of the past that you're relating to and you're being given something, you're getting something back, it means that something is being, maybe even something is being forgiven. If it's a relationship, there's something that you are forgiving or you have had forgiveness. So there's a kindness between you and someone that you used to know. There's something that's released. There's a peace between you. There's something that there's no more conflict. There's a making of amends. So it can be family. It could be city where you used to live. If something's happening there and you're actually gaining or going forward, or again, your car is being propelled forward, or something that you're traveling in, you're moving forward, but it's at a time of the past, that means you're gaining something back. So that means your prayers are functioning. That means your spiritual walk is seen and these things are happening in a spiritual realm. You might not yet see it now. And this is why God is showing you this, because he's giving you assurance that I'm compensating for something that happened in the past, as I promised. This is what you're gaining back from the time that you lost it, even though you didn't know you lost it. Another example of this is when you're cleaning spider webs off of something of yours. You notice a spider web, or you're cleaning a spider web. If you're walking through one and you don't know it, like if you're getting one on you, that means witchcraft is trying to come to you, or spiders coming towards you, or spiders being around, that means witchcraft is coming toward you. But if you're taking the web off and you're cleaning it off, that means there's old witchcraft that you've been able to, through your prayer life and your confessions and your study of the word, that has been breaking the old curse, whatever that witchcraft was, and now you're freed up. So you might go back to a time where you're cleaning spider webs off of things. And that type of thing, you might be cleaning any type of defilement off of something that you own. Eyeglasses, even if you don't wear glasses, you'll be shown reclaiming them or getting them to show you that, sometimes even sunglasses, that you're getting something of a sight. There's a spiritual sight you're gaining back from that time. And it could be with the sunglasses that there's a brightness, there's a joy in your life that you should have had in that time, but you're getting now. And if it doesn't relate to the past, if the glasses relate to now or just some time that you're being shown some scene that you're wearing sunglasses, it just means there's a brightness for you. There's a destiny for you. There's something that God has that he sees you and you shine in his glory. There's more of a shining future ahead for you. So just hold out for that and just continue in what you're doing. So that's more encouragement. Similar symbols to what we were just talking about also is clothing. You could be dressed in a way that is either wearing a garment that would be full of holes, it would be shabby, it would just be not clean, it would not be up to standard, it might be embarrassing to you. And then there's the type of clothing that you might be dressed very nicely, maybe even more nicely than you dress right now. You could be shopping for clothes. This could be you in the past, or it could be now. You're wearing clothes that are important in the dream. You notice them in the dream. If it's in the past and you're wearing old clothes and changing, notice what you're changing into. Again, that can be you gaining something back. Same with shoes. If you're changing shoes just in general, and you're putting on black shoes or heavy shoes, more especially with women, if you're putting on more masculine shoes, that's something that you want to pray against. You want to make sure that you're putting on nice, clean shoes, new shoes, shoes that are associated with success, with fortune, associated with maybe a type of work that you want to do, a type of shoe that looks appealing to other people. If you have an over-the-top shoe or over-the-top outfit or too fancy, that's going to show the superficiality or pride or something wrong with the situation. And this reminds me, this is kind of getting way off subject, but I want to make sure I mention it because I didn't note it. Dreams about Jesus. You can dream about a false Jesus and it can seem very real. So we know that Satan shows himself as an angel of light and he can show himself as a Jesus, as that heavenly presence, but you're going to notice things about the dream that are off. Satan can counterfeit certain things, but he can't counterfeit the whole picture. So you're going to have the wisdom to get past the feelings to make sure you're able to really, with your discernment, get past that feeling and say, well, what else was going on? So if there's something defiled in the dream or there's something just insincere or strange or something that's being said that's off, just know that it is possible to have a false dream about Jesus. There can be true dreams of Jesus, of course. Seeing him in dreams is very much telling you to be attentive to the things of him. He wants to be close to you. He wants to sup with you. He wants to sit down. If you're eating the word, you're supping with him. You're eating a meal with him in his presence, and that's what he wants. So if he's in a dream, it is encouraging you to get closer to him, to stay close to him, to develop this relationship with him. So those kinds of dreams with Jesus can also go along with wearing a linen garment, something that's covering your body, something that's like a robe. You might find yourself changing into a linen garment or feeling what it feels like to wear a linen garment or having other people see you in a linen garment, and sometimes it's that blue priestly garment that the high priest used to wear approaching the Holy of Holies, and then inside the Holy of Holies was the white garment. So the full-sized white garment might be seen in dreams. So we're all to be kings and priests, so if we're wearing that priestly attire, it can be showing us, okay, we're moving into the priesthood, accepting that we're part of this holy nation, and we are starting to operate as kings and priests. We know who we are. We know our identity. So it builds up to this, and there can be a lot of warfare with these types of things. So remember, you can have your dream of wearing the linen garment, and you can have an attack on your clothing by having you put on evil garments, evil shoes, evil jewelry. Sometimes you'll see that sorcerer-type character in black or someone with red hair looking at you or someone staring at you. When you're under attack, when the devil hates you and you love God and you're progressing, there's going to be characters in your dreams that are sort of just staring at you. And that's true for animals too. So with animals, I think we've finished everything up with clothing and the garments. Moving into animals, they are also very territorial spirits. They are strong powers trying to take ownership of your life destiny. They can be trying to claim your destiny and where you stand, where you are, where you live. They can try to be present with you. And so just don't be fooled by one that is not attacking you. If it's just looking at you, if it's just there, that is still a bad sign. A lot of times it means it has already advanced into your life and it's sort of made a home there. It's planted itself and it's refusing to move. So it's very comfortable there. There's animals in the Bible that can be associated with warfare against the believer. And this would be the lion, the bear, the leopard, the cormorant, sometimes the eagle, the screech owl, a bull, a dog, a cat, dogs and cats that aren't pets, of course. So dogs that are strangers that you don't have as a pet in the dream are trying to introduce lust. They're trying to introduce some kind of attack. They're trying to take presence in your territory. And they often do it by trying to be friendly or trying to lick you. And whether they're biting you or not, if there is a lying character in your dreams and they have a dog that's telling you there's an association there, there's something not good about this person. And it's the same with a cat. Even in your real life, someone might seem like someone that you think is a good Christian or someone that you like hanging out with, but God will show you them in a dream turning into a rat, a snake, a cat, a dog, any strong power again, so you can see, okay, this person was sent by Satan, and it's not always that person, but it can be what that person represents. The animals are telling about that person. And if it's just you and animals, it means there's something territorial going on. There's very few positive animals except for the case of a pet or an abused animal that you are helping. Those things can just be indicators of your heart, that you care for people, that you're taking care. It has more to do with your service to God, your service to the downtrodden. It's who you feel called to. Those that are the underdog, those types, that's just telling you you're going to be ministering to those that have great needs. Maybe those that everyone else sees as disposable or isn't paying any attention to and isn't helping. And with your pets, it's something precious to you. So if it's your personal pet, there's something precious to you God wants to tell you about. Insects in the dreams, bees are symbols of warfare against you and also the occult. Bees are very much associated, especially with the secret society occultism. They have really adopted the bee and the hive mentality. I've seen bees that are carpenter bees that are devouring. There's other bees that are the kinds that swarm. Bees symbolize the enemies of Israel. If you see a stream of ants coming in a dream, it doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing and you're under attack. It could mean that you're being shown. There's something about that diligence that you need at this time, maybe related to the scene that you're seeing them. So again, you want to look at the whole picture. If you're seeing things like unclean insects, rodents, anything unclean, if you're seeing that, it can be a sign of poverty. It can be a sign that there's something you've got to clean up in your life, spiritually or otherwise, in your personal social situation. Especially if you are disgusted by where you are, it means you're trying to get clean, but maybe you're not seeing that you keep putting yourself into environments that are not godly, and God is alerting you to that. You keep going in there and get disgusted, but that means you gotta come out, and you're not willing to come out. Hey, I'm trying to get your attention. You gotta come out of that type of social circle that you're running in and the places that you're going to. The defilement dream, sometimes they're witchcraft related because of occultism in the family, because of curses on the family, secret society things. There are those types of defilements that you will see also that can be related to the things that we've been talking about. Unclean birds, seeing the rodents, the spiders, all the different unclean insects that you would find that you wouldn't want around. So your dreams would be telling you and alerting you to that, and the signs in the dreams are going to be specifically showing you. You can only be attacked if there's a curse operating. In other words, you can only be experiencing the attack if the old curse is operating. So if you're experiencing it, there's an open door. But if you see the attack and you don't feel it, that means you have divine protection. That means you have favor on you. You might have a garment of grace or mercy or something that spiritually you're clothed with the word of God, and you've been obedient to God. That will allow you to walk through situations and dreams where you're untouched by the things that are defiling maybe to the scene or defiling to others, so you can see yourself even moving into helping people out of defiling situations in your dreams. When we speak about scenes, remember, if you do have a dream, if you have scene one, this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and it's like the same dream, but there are different scenes, that's showing you a progression of time. So often you're going to be looking at the first dream as the problem, and then this is the resolution. So you'll often get that three-part dream. Sometimes you'll get a five or six-part dream or more,
And it's telling you a long story of how things are. Sometimes it's more about the kingdom of God that you're getting information about in parts. Just keep in mind, as you're journaling your dreams, you're looking at them as a series. The same night, he can be telling you of a specific theme that same night. And there might be, say there's a three-part dream and then there's two other dreams that don't seem related. There could be a key in those other two dreams that are telling you something about those first three that are together as a set. It could be a key in those other two dreams. They may seem unrelated and it may take some prayer, but God's very fascinating, as we know, with how he reveals things. So we talked about transportation as far as concept. And again, this is something you can safely look up and get good information. But the road you're on, if you're on a gravel road or if you're on a mountain road, your mountain is going to be telling you you're dealing with some pretty tough obstacles and you're very challenged in what you're doing. Sometimes if you're on a mountaintop and you're at rest and you are kind of feeling the glory of God, that can mean that you've had success with climbing an obstacle that was very difficult. But if you're on a mountain or trying to make your way up a mountain, it means there's something that is challenging to you. You're working your way into it. And then whatever's happening in the dream, it could be a calamity that happens on that mountain. It could be that there's further trouble on that mountain, even as hard as you're trying to go up. I've had dreams where the road has turned 90 degrees straight up in the air and had to drive straight up into the air on that road, and just the tire sticking to the road. And that just shows the grace of God saying, you are being given impossible situations to overcome, but all things are possible through Christ, and I'm keeping you on this road by my grace. You're going to stick to this road and you're going to drive this road no matter what the enemy does. I'm stronger than your enemy. So that's an example of a dream of a road. What if you came off a cliff and either didn't die or did? So this is a common dream. Death is more about something that spiritually died, typically. It can mean someone is in trouble. And so if you have a dream where someone died and you feel an unction that you need to pray, pray right away. Especially if you do have dreams that have come true, literal dreams. You can have both literal and prophetic dreams when you see someone die in a dream. Don't be afraid. So many times the dreams are telling you something has died or something is dying, and often it's something good, something related to your past that has to go. Daybreak in the Bible, it is the time when Moses had the Red Sea close over Pharaoh and his armies underwater. It's the time when the concubine and the virgin in Sodom were freed from being ravaged all night long. Daybreak was a time when Jacob said to the angel, I will not let go until you bless me. When daybreak came, the angel said, I've got to go. And he said, I will not let go until you bless me. So daybreak is a time of getting free from a long battle. So more things you're going to see. You're going to see your hotel, your motel, your road trip situation. So you will always know that you're going somewhere when you're seeing yourself traveling. You could have blockages in the road. You could have impediments. You could have police officers stop you. You could have people try to arrest you. So all these things are warfare against you as you're moving forward toward your destiny. So any travel, remember, is going to be related. The means by which you're moving towards your destiny. So staying in hotels, what type of hotel are you in? What level are you in? Are you in upper floors? Are you taking the elevator? The elevator is telling you of an effort to move up or going down or being taken down or going back and forth. It's often a sign if you're going up and down both in an elevator, it's telling you that you're double-minded and you are not deciding where your affinity is. So you got to get right with God as far as making your choice. So you want to be going up in the elevator, getting off on a higher floor, and that being your address, so to speak. So, but your hotel is going to be a temporary situation. It means you might have something to go through for a temporary period, and then you're going to be moving on to something else. So it's showing you things are changing. If you're always in hotels, it could mean a vagabond spirit. But also it could mean that you're in a long process of sanctification and there's a lot of different stops along the way to your destiny and you're very busy stopping along the way and these are very temporary stops. So if you're in a lot of hotels, it could be a good thing, but also check that vagabond spirit, especially if you're there and you're partying, or you're doing things that are more of the world that's telling you your time is being wasted and the enemy's really gotten into your life and keeping you way off track and completely distracted from your road to your destiny, okay? Very important. If you're flying in a dream, are you flying at night? How high are you flying? Who are you flying with? Are you escaping? All of those things are going to tell you. It's increased creativity, spiritual maturity. Sometimes it's rest, having rest above your circumstances. It's grace above your circumstances. If you're sort of just above the ground, you're not getting much height. It means maybe you are starting to get filled with the Holy Spirit. You're starting to move in things of the Spirit, but something's keeping you down. There's something heavy still in your life. So you need to get more spiritual upliftment, mature more in the faith. Sometimes you need to get people around you that are more spiritually strong, that are the types that are showing that their life is soaring. And you want to get those around you and be paying attention to those. So if you're kind of stuck down, it might have to be with who you're hanging out with or who you're associated with or the thoughts that you're thinking and the habits that you have. Dreaming of a pastor is really nice, especially if it's a good exchange with a pastor. Being in a church, even having a church pastor speak to you from the pulpit, can be from a higher pulpit. It can mean your blessing is in the hand of a man or woman of God, and it doesn't necessarily mean that person, but that person represents a man of God, a woman of God that is tied in with your blessings, so something tied in with someone of that position you need to connect with, and you need to be blessed through that person or through that person's ministry. It can also mean there's hope for brighter improvement just generally in your life. Things more godly are coming, again, especially if it's a good rapport between you or something's being said to you from the pulpit, or you're receiving something that's being said in a sermon, or you're even seeing something. Sometimes you'll see some other people reacting positively to a sermon, like maybe they're weeping with joy or they're crying because of the truth of the message. You might just be witnessing that, but it still can pertain to you. So pay attention to those characters and what their characteristics are. And that might be an aspect of you or something that you need to know about that type of person that you're getting a message about. Because sometimes you're going to be back behind the scenes watching. Maybe you're standing there watching something happen and you're more an observer, and it's saying there's a whole scene here I want you to see. And you might not see yourself in it. In other words, you might not be acting it out, but it is something that God wants you to see. And often it is something to do with you. So it could just be a concept that he wants you to understand that relates to your life, but you're not actually actively in the dream. A real popular dream too is dreams of keys. So we talked a little bit about things from the past, getting things back from the past. So you can reclaim a set of old keys. You can find keys that used to be your old set, or you could get a new key, a house key, a car key. It means something new is coming to you, or there's a grace. So usually, again, it will be something spiritually that's being gifted to you. It can literally be something. It's not always the case. Just pray about it. So when you see keys, sometimes it can be a burden of responsibility. If someone evil is handing you a set of keys, it could be a trick. So just make sure if you feel uncomfortable that you're taking something from someone, beware. And then if you lose your keys, it means you're losing access to the inspiration. Keys can represent inspiration, wisdom, answers, mystery solved. It can mean that you're losing that, so just pay attention to where did I go wrong here? How did I lose these keys? Were they stolen from me? Is there warfare operating in my life? Dreams of your phone is going to be really common, so just know it's about your prayer life and it's also about your associations. Do you have someone else's phone? Have you lost your phone? That could mean you've lost communication with God, or someone's trying to hijack your communication with God, or trying to hijack your communication with others. Often it can be destiny helpers, people that are trying to come into your life and help you. There can be an attack on your phone that's showing you when you wake up, there's someone that I need to know or need to talk to, and that's being blocked. If someone's saying something to you through that phone, pay close attention. It's not always literally that person when they're telling you something. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's God speaking to you through the conversation that you're having in your dreams. And another person is just representing you. For example, a dream where your sister or your brother, if someone's close in your family, sometimes they represent you and they're telling you something about their life, but it really has to do with your life. And they're just telling you this. And so you can accept that, okay, this is for me. And related to the phone, by the way, is headphones, headset. Headset is when you're finding that, when you're putting it on, you are hearing in the spirit. This is similar to finding eyeglasses. When you find a headset, that is a really good sign, but it could mean also that others aren't able to connect with you if you're wearing the headset and they're not. They don't have the spiritual hearing yet and you have it, and that can cause a discommunication with the people in your dream. So you might see that. You might see yourself losing a headset. This is meaning headphones, earbuds, earphones. See who else in the dream has the headphones and who doesn't. Are you finding them? Are you losing them? Are you looking for them? This is meaning your spiritual hearing. So you're going to be able to know that you're needing to hear more from God, and this is what God is showing you. If you're looking for headphones, it means you need to be praying more. You need to be listening more to God. You need to be hearing him because he's got things that he's telling you and you're not hearing him. So something is sort of lost and you need to find it. Do you dream of cartoon characters? Cartoons can be very exaggerated, so they're telling you something that you absolutely can't miss, and it's telling you sometimes in a way with humor. God's got a great sense of humor. You can wake up laughing from these types of dreams. He'll show you cartoons. You with a character that's a cartoon, but you're not a cartoon. It can even show you the warfare again. It can exaggerate the warfare against you to show you this is what's been happening and this is how it's been resolved. So cartoon characters can be really fun in the dreams. Way at the beginning of this class, I mentioned being maybe in formation with royalty or even talking to celebrities. We haven't really talked about that, but sometimes that's telling you that the weight of your present situation and the difficulties you've been going through is just going to be a story. It's going to be something of the past. And so there's something in you now that is stronger and it's going to be rising up. So celebrities can be, and royalty can be, association with something more kingly. And that's what we are, kings and priests, so we can think of it in that way. Sometimes celebrities, though, especially celebrities, are seen by God as unclean, as far as many of them are occultists, and they are associated with very unclean things. So just be careful of what celebrity you're associating with. So they're not always going to be bad. Just watch again for what it is he's telling you. I've had people dream of being a celebrity, and I've seen people that are my clients that are celebrities to God in the dream. He sees them as celebrities. That's just showing how God sees his people when we are righteous, when we are obedient. He sees the true celebrity, the real star in his eyes. The people of Israel were referred to as stars in the Bible, and then there's the fallen stars, which would be the fallen angels and the ones that would be more associated with Hollywood. One last one I want to do just to get in here before we finish. A lot of people will have dreams about their parents or siblings that they're physically fighting them or hitting them or yelling at them or chasing them. And I want to give you reassurance that this is often you overcoming the ancestral power behind that person in your family. So that person is probably going to be an unbeliever if you're attacking them. There's something about you as a child of God that hates power behind them. So they're going to show up in the dreams as the sibling, as the parent. And where normally you have to respect your parent and be kind to your parent, of course, treat people well, love your family. In the dream, it's okay and it's good to be fighting an ungodly representation or representative in the dream, in the family, because you're fighting an ancestral power and that power does have to be defeated. So that's going to be necessary. So dreams are a bit tricky in that way. The devil can try to guilt you from those types of dreams, but you're actually coming out of those dreams more successful because you have fought that power, which before, maybe as a non-Christian, you didn't even recognize there was a power behind the family working against the family, and you didn't have the strength, you didn't have Christ, you didn't have the name of Jesus to be fighting these powers, and now you do. So it's a really good sign that you're fighting. So praise God. I hope this helped you. I tried to hit a lot of major symbols. There's so many more, of course, but this has got to be helpful to you. I know you've got to be having a lot of these types of dreams with these types of symbols, and I hope that it blesses you. I will see you in the next session where we're going to talk on prophetic dreams and how to deal with them. See you then.